Welcome to Awakening Plus. So today we're doing Divinely Directed, and I'm so excited. There's so many folks here. I'm showing 63 folks on Zoom. And my apologies to those of you who were hoping for the guest presenter that she did cancel out about a week ago, and I just didn't have time to pull another guest presenter in that quickly. And we'll actually have for the members only, a sort of a guest presenter. One of our own members is going to co-facilitate an event with me next week, and I'll give you more on that later. But tonight we're doing Divinely Directed, and given that the inauguration is tomorrow and there's so much hubbub in the air about are there going to be armed protests or what the heck's going to go on, it'll be very interesting to see what the allies have in mind for us tonight. I myself have no intention specifically. I'm just happy to serve whatever way we're called to serve. So we'll see whether it's more about, you know, us receiving individual benefits tonight or whether we'll be called on to serve the collective. We'll just see how it goes. The divine always knows what to do, and I trust them. So the way we're going to set this up is I'm as always sitting at my shamanic mesa, and I'm going to call the directions. I'm going to call in the allies. Every being I call in is of high vibration and benevolent intent. You may not recognize them all. I call from many different religions and traditions that I've worked with over the years, but they're all of love and light. They're all only interested in high vibration and benevolent intent. So we'll set that juicy container up. Then we'll see if I'm called to guide the group into embodied awakening. That happens a lot, but if so, I will do that. And then we just release, and whatever needs to happen happens. And I found with the divine, it's often best not to have too much of a plan, because they always have a better idea than anything I could have come up with. So we'll see how it plays. A few ground rules as always. We ask that if you're participating, whether you're live or on the recording afterward, please only do this. Please, no multitasking. That will give you a better experience, and you're affecting everybody else, even if you're on the recording, because your energy is coming into the group field and the quality of consciousness you're holding will affect everyone else. This doesn't mean you have to be an awakened master. It just means we ask that you not do anything else. The guideline is act as if you're sitting right here in the room with me and behave as if that was so, basically. The other request is if you need to leave early, you have to get out of the container live or recording before we're actually done, before we've closed the container. Then ask the allies to kind of ease you out of the field. If you're sensitive, you feel that happening, and then go do what you have to do. You're not bound here till the end. It's great if you can stay, of course, but if you need to leave, that's okay. Just ask them to ease you out and you'll be good. So that's all the preamble. Let's jump in. I now invite you to close your eyes. Take a breath. I'll calm down myself a little bit. Feeling good already. And I'll just add, it is such a privilege to be having so many people show up. According to the law of one, each person who shows up doubles the power of the energy. So it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. It goes logarithmically. So we have a lot of power here tonight, and a lot of wonderful stuff can happen. So I'm going to call the directions and the allies. I invite you to relax, close your eyes, just relax and receive. If you feel the energy moving, just relax into energetic awareness. If not, just feel your breath come and go. And just give me a little time to get it all set up here. Gotcha. Mama Kia. We're a coach. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, Shisa, Moo, Wes. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. let there be an energetic sphere around this sacred energy to hold it in and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a container. Okay. Yes, I'm being guided to guide us into embodied awakening. And because there are certainly new people, I will explain this. What we're about to do is call our higher selves to come merge with our physical bodies. Metaphorically, assuming that the body's a car, your human self is going to slide to the passenger seat, your divine's going to drive. At any point, your human does not like the divine's driving, it can take the wheel again, the divine steps right out, no fuss, the human's back in control, there is no risk here, it's instantly reversible if your ego doesn't like your divine's driving. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you just know what to do through intuition, and there is a lot more bliss. Here's a complete list of the downsides of embodied awakening. That would be all of them. So if you would like to call it in now, then I invite you to, in a moment, you're going to speak directly to your own higher self. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must. We'll begin the words now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please relax and let the words go. And if you feel energetic sensation in your body, then rest in the awareness of the energy. If you do not feel that, then rest in awareness of the breath coming and going on its own. As the divine energy permeates you, and you will get exactly the right amount, your higher soul is watching you very carefully. It's going to give you just as much awakening as you are ready for, and nothing beyond that. You don't have to regulate or filter or control anything. Just relax, open, you are in safe, sacred space. And let the divine saturate you just the right amount. If other techniques have overwhelmed you, that will not happen here. Never has, never will. Nice. So beyond just relaxing and opening to this, I'm going to recommend the following. You'll get the best outcome with this technique if you do not use any effort or willpower. Try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, let the energy come on in. If you become distracted, which means your attention goes anywhere except your chosen focus, and that would be just feeling the energy move somatically, the kinesthetic sensation of it in your body, if you feel that. And again, if you don't, just feel the breath come and go. If your attention goes anywhere except that chosen focus, then as soon as you notice that, then let the distraction be as it is. Don't fight it. Don't resist it. Let it just be. However, we are going to regard that distraction as an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any further attention. So you just relax back into your chosen focus, whether that's energy awareness or breath. And you just relax right back in. If the distraction remains in the background, that is fine. Let it do its thing while you do your thing. The final teaching, if you're open to it, is how to find the least effort needed to feel your chosen focus at all. To discover how little that is, we're going to drop at this moment to
no effort at all. That means zero effort. Just go to nothing at all. Just be. Just chill for a moment. So it's zero effort. Do you still have any awareness of whatever you were focusing on, whether that's energy or breath? Is it happening anyway with no effort on your own part? If it is, then stay at zero. That's all you need. If it is not, if you've lost the point of awareness entirely, then add a very small amount of effort back, like the touch of a feather, barely enough to get any awareness at all of either that energy or that breath, whatever you're choosing, and then rest in that very, very minimal amount of effort, just barely enough to perceive it, and rest in that very micro effort. In this style of work, the less effort you use to accomplish the goal, the better. It leaves more space for the divine to do its part. So based on what I'm feeling, there's a lot of sweet energy coming in. Many people are in embodied awakening already. We have a lot of regulars who've been coming for a while and they're getting really good at it. So how do you know if you've attained embodied awakening? If you can say yes to the following question, you got it. Here's the question. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If there's no mental chatter, if there's no challenging emotion, if it's peaceful and it's all happening on its own, that's embodied awakening. If you're there, just relax and enjoy it. You serve the rest of us by holding the space. And the more people that kind of just chill in embodied awakening during this part of the process, the easier it will be for everyone else to get there. The field gets stronger and stronger. The stronger the field of embodied awakening, the more easy it is for everyone to just get there. So relax if you're there. If you're not there yet, remember you're using either no effort at all. If you have awareness of your chosen focus, be that energy or breath, or you're using the very tiniest amount of effort needed to feel that at all. If you're not sure, then add a little more effort until it becomes obvious I'm adding effort and not gaining awareness. Then you reverse course. You start dropping effort until you realize, wow, I've dropped effort so much I'm losing awareness of it. And you kind of go back and forth a little bit till you find a sweet spot. You'll feel it when it locks in and just rest in that sweet spot. Yeah, the field's getting really nice now. Again, I ask each person to give their best effort. And each of us affects everybody else live or on the recording. We're now up to 78 people. That's, I think, a new record for a regularly scheduled Awakening Plus call. I'm so happy y'all are here. Just continue resting in your focus. Let's all build this wonderful group field. Or more accurately, let the field build itself. Yeah. Okay, now I'm feeling the group blending starting to happen. Those of you who are more sensitive energetically will notice that you're now conscious beyond your body. There's a whole beautiful field of energy that we're all co-creating. And yes, you folks on the recording are in it too. This all happens. It's held in the Akashic Records beyond time and space. On the recording, you're just as much a part of this as the live participants. And the allies, the divine allies are there with you in real time for real, even though it's a recorded event. Oh, it's getting so sweet. Yeah, y'all are doing great. Just relax into that. We'll leave a moment longer for as many people to get into embodied awakening as they can. Getting into embodied awakening is not mandatory. You can still proceed even if you don't quite get there. But just let's see how far we can get. Even getting partway in is pretty sweet. Even 1 or 2% embodied awake is better than not at all. Ooh, that's nice. I'm getting such brain bliss. Just relax. One thing I'll add here is as we move forward, if what I'm reporting is not what you are experiencing, then go with your own unique experience. It happens very commonly that people are taken off into their own individual journeys for a while, and that is perfect. The divine is giving you exactly what you need. So please never expend effort trying to match my description. Do your thing, and maybe they'll bring you back and join us later. But let yourself have your own journey if that's what's happening. The other saying, time to go. So one last check to see if you're in embodied awakening. Again, the check is, are all four things true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If so, you're good. If not, come along with us anyway, and you should still have a great time. So allies, we come in our divinely directed process. We are wide open. If it serves an individual's good to receive healing, let that healing come. If it serves a person's highest good to have a deeper awakening or some kind of spiritual experience, let that be so. If it serves a person's highest good to be able to serve in some way, let that be so. If it serves highest good for all of that to be happening individually or all at the same time, let that be so. We open ourselves now, divine, to whatever serves highest good. And we do ask that whatever happens here now serves highest good of everybody. May every single person who's a part of this event, live or on the recording, receive that healing, awakening, spiritual experience, or service experience that serves highest good of everybody affected. Let it be so. This or something better. So from here forward, I'll be narrating what I'm experiencing. That will be what the majority of the participants are experiencing, including those on the recording. Again, if you're having a different experience, go with what's happening for you. Let it be as it is, for as long as we're together. So I'm feeling some very nice energy in the brain. And the divine's already telling me, they're saying what happens to the people tonight is going to be radiating to the collective. They're saying this will be very much like a Thursday night newer support team call for many. And they're saying we're going to divvy it up. Those who are really not yet ready to act in a support capacity, they will receive their own individual healings and awakenings. And those who are ready will be put to service work, or perhaps to service opportunity. So from this point forward, I strongly recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen. Now that we're in the inner worlds, I've always found the best strategy to relax and let things happen on their own. This is a very yin process. So if you find at any point that you're trying to make something happen or stopping something from happening, I invite you to consider releasing that and relaxing back into whatever is happening. I think you will find that your higher self and many beautiful allies who are here, and I've been shown there are many who came that I didn't specifically name, of high vibration and benevolent intent, will be present and serving you in whatever way serves. If you have a challenging experience, relax into it and just feel the challenging area. Just hold attention there until it clears. If you're having an ecstatic experience, just relax into the bliss. Whatever's going on, just go with it. Mm-hmm. The energy is getting very sweet, very high, very strong. They're also making me aware that it is not just us Awakening Plus folks here. There are huge numbers of beings meditating right now. There are many groups all around the planet who are meditating right now, doing their processes of various kinds to support the global energetic, especially with the U.S. inauguration tomorrow and all the hoopla around that and all the dark and light forces who are focused on that. So again, those of us who can be of service are serving. Also, I'm aware I have a cat outside my door who's yowling, and I'm going to maintain energetically connected with you guys, but I'm going to physically step away and let him outside. But I will be doing this and remaining energetically connected. I do not have to be by the computer to stay with you guys. So remain in your process, and I will remove this distraction. Let go, allow whatever happening to happen. It's a really special energy tonight, very sweet, very high. So you may be having a both and type of experience. There is some awareness of your physical self, but there may be a lot of awareness in your energetic self. And that energetic self, you may perceive it being blended with all of us and the larger field of light workers beyond. Excuse me. The burping is not rudeness, it is energy clearing. The bliss and the and some energy clearing, some heavy energy processing are happening all together. There is a new field that just came in, beautiful frequency. Just relax into that. It's like a very stable stasis field. It's kind of holding solid as energy can be. Like a really stable field. Yeah, let it relax, let it saturate your physical body. It's weird. The energy feels almost like a square brick or something. It's very, very, I know it's an oxymoron to say that energy is solid, but that's what it feels like. It feels very solid and stable. Okay, they're saying this is the grounding energy that we need right now. Yeah, so they're wanting a very grounded energy. This is not just fly out of body stuff. They are working with our physical bodies to make sure they're really solidly grounded. So the part of you that's in your physical body may notice there's a very solid connection to Mother Earth. Yeah, they're saying we need this for our stability to do this work. This is an integration process, and this will also give a path for heavy energy to clear if you are called to process some of that. They're saying it's all very customized tonight. Each person receiving the blessings and service opportunities that are appropriate to their current consciousness. Totally customized for each person. And I'll say it even one more time. Go with your experience if it's different than what I'm describing. No effort to match my description, please. Now I'm feeling some really lovely brain energy. They are working strong tonight. Some great energy. Ha ha ha. They're reminding me of something I learned as a performer back in the days when I was a professional singer-songwriter. I was taught in terms of, you know, being jittery before a performance. They're saying it's not about not having the butterflies. It's about getting them to fly in formation. And that's what there's a tremendous amount of energy around the planet tonight. A lot of energy is focused on the U.S. inauguration. And there's a tremendous dynamic field around the planet with so much attention and so much intention focused either from dark or light on this event. And they're taking all that really dynamic energy and they're using it to fuel what we're doing. So you may notice now, instead of the brick quality we had a little while ago, now it's feeling very intense. It's vibrating slowly, but it's very intense and juicy and strong. And now your invitation is just to relax completely into that intense, strong energy. So just your complete relaxation into it will integrate you with it. If you're not used to this style of working, it is your complete letting go and just becoming the field of energy that makes you the most potent actor within it. Except that your ego is not acting. It is your divinity that's acting. Everything runs itself in the inner worlds if you let it, to far greater effect than any ego intention could bring to it. It was a whole new wave of energy in the brain for me. Yeah. There's quite a bit of bliss in the field, but it's not just space out bliss. It's like it's blissful and it's intense. It's intentional. It's focused. They're doing stuff with this energy. And they're saying you, your individual human self, will not comprehend your role. They're doing, again, they're working with a vast number of beings. Some of them are humans, some of them are light beings. They're all around the planet. Again, very similar to our Thursday Night Duo support team in this way. And they're inviting you just to relax and have whatever experience you're having. Those who, again, are not quite ready to step up and serve powerfully are being given the gift of healing and awakening for themselves. And that is their perfect role right now. Those who are service capable are being put to work. And I'm being shown that many of you are already aware of the specific service you're being given, which will, again, not match my description. Go with that. Wow, I rarely felt such an intense, juicy energy. And there's joy in this. It's like there's delight, there's excitement, it's sparkling. The allies are having a lot of fun. They're saying, you all forget what a good time we have up here. They're saying it's fun when there's this much energy in the air. We can really go to town. And if you yourself are feeling this thrill of delight as so much energy moves and just shapes itself, there's a fun factor. So again, relax into that if you're experiencing it. Relax into whatever else you're experiencing if that's not it. Yeah, they're saying we're on the verge of a shift globally. And they're inviting you not to get too caught up into exactly what that shift is going to look like. They're saying, oh, one of many, one of many. Just relax, let the energy do its thing. Experience your experience. Yeah, to shift into a whole new frequency. And they're inviting me to be quiet for a moment, just let you have your experience. So I'm going to be quiet for a while. Just relax, know whatever's happening. there's a little bit of effort in the field. Whether you're live or on the recording, if you are trying to make anything happen or trying to stop anything from happening, I invite you to relax now and just be. Our field is so sensitive that even effort from one person can kind of disrupt the frequency. So just relax, allow, and let the event move itself. Much nicer. They're even more specifically asking you to release any attachment to whether you are receiving healing or awakening or serving. They're saying just be. Whatever is happening is perfect. Let it be exactly what it is. Yeah, that deepening of the fields because we're letting go better. They're saying if you are receiving some sort of healing or spiritual experience, it's never just for you on these calls. Whatever's happening to you is radiating out to all the humans on Earth. And if you're getting a healing of some kind, then you're assisting the healing of many others. If you're moving into a new level of consciousness, you're paving the way for others to get there as well. So all of us are currently working as surrogates. Whatever happens to any one of us is going to be happening to some degree or having some helpful influence to many, many others. And they're saying this works on a level that your human brains will just never perceive. It's above your pay grade. So they recommend, and I recommend from my own frustrated experience, not trying to figure it out or analyze it. Mental effort in this moment is counterproductive. It's really best once you're in a field like this just to relax and be, relax into these sensations. Just let it move itself. Be with whatever arises. I know that there is an incredible divine intelligence running the operation that is so much more vastly intelligent than your human brain. It took me years to really relax into that and just humbly say, just whatever use you can make of me, please do. Whew. Sorrow. If you're feeling sorrow, just let it pass through. Yeah. We're taking some of the pain on planet Earth and processing it through us. Some individually, some collectively, each according to their abilities. Be willing to feel that sorrow, that sadness. And know that it is being processed through you on the behalf of those who cannot yet do it for themselves. Those other parts of you. Because from a higher perspective, it's all you anyway. Whoa. Yeah, the energy is getting so intense and in such a beautiful way. It's so far beyond language, but just enjoy this feeling. If it feels uncomfortably intense, which it may, they're inviting you just to relax into it. I had a plant spirit experience early in my process where it felt completely overwhelming for hours on end until I just finally really relaxed and stopped fighting it, and all of a sudden it was manageable. So if this frequency feels really intense, just relax, stop fighting it, just be it. And you may also suddenly find, oh, a second ago it was feeling too intense and now it feels really great. The suffering is usually in the resistance and not the actual experience. Mm-hmm. Y'all are doing great, because now that bliss is so much stronger than the feeling of intensity. Many of us are getting our pineal glands worked. That's right in the center of the head. It's being lit up so beautifully. When I had my big permanent awakening back in 2012, my pineal lit up. Oh my God, it was so bright. It just sang. And many of us are getting a major pineal gland light up right now. So if you feel that beautiful bliss right in the center of your head, that's your pineal gland being lit up big time. Enjoy that. And if that's happening for you, it may be escorting you into an entirely new dimension of consciousness. The great non-dual teacher Adyashanti said, if you have an awakening and it's what you thought it was going to be, not a real awakening. They can never be anticipated. That has definitely been my experience. Every time I get another upgrade of awakening, it's always a complete surprise. So different than any other awakening that preceded it, and never able to be captured in words either. So if at this moment you're having, whoa, this is new, it's beyond what I had before, it's an awakening, just relax into it. Don't try to describe it with words. The spiritual level is beyond the mental level. Words don't go here. Just relax and be the experience, be the energy. Ah, what we're doing is putting so much blessing down to the earth. The greater the challenge, the greater the breakthrough right now. The U.S. is in a great challenge moment with this inauguration about to happen, and no one knows what the militant forces have got planned. And the divine is having so much fun playing with all this energy and transmuting it for service. Just relax into that sweet altered state. It's so nice. Yeah, they keep reminding me to say this to you. I read a story once about a Tai Chi master who would deliberately go to horror movies. And in the most gruesome scenes, he would transmute that energy to positive chi in his body. He would take this, very dark and horrific energy and just transmute it to beautiful, wonderful energy. And that's, in a sense, what the divine's doing right now. Yeah. That just went to a new peak and stabilized. So feel this new plateau level of consciousness. And it's you individually, it's all our entire group, it's the whole collective we're working with. It's a massive both and. I can't even tell the difference between me and the Awakening Plus group and the larger collective. It's all just so blended. They're inviting just complete relaxation now. Just chill. Just let the whole thing move itself. They're working a massive working here. And the more each of us just relaxes and allows that which we are to be part of what's happening, the more magnificent it's going to be. They're saying the greatest mastery is in the greatest surrender. And they're asking me to share my own journey with that very briefly. I spent years in a shamanic apprenticeship with a woman who modeled that her, when she like ran plant spirit ceremony, she did nothing. She relaxed and became the completely empty vessel that the divine worked through. And that is what I am doing here. Can always get better, but I've gotten to the point where I can just relax and be the vehicle, say the words that want to be said, let the energy be in me that needs to be there. And I invite you to do the same. This is a learnable skill. Relax. Allow yourself to be passive. Let your human part be relaxed and passive, and let the divine do what it's doing. Let the divine lead the dance. Lots of brain bliss. There's some physical body awareness, but it feels so much like energy. It's all, everything's blended together. They're saying this is a little bit more like how the divine perceives reality. If you're having an experience, anything like mine right now, it's like there is some awareness of the physical body, but it's so feeling like light and energy. It feels so much like the massive field of consciousness around it. It's all like just one big field. The field does have, you know, areas that feel vibrationally different from each other, but there's also the sense that it's just one thing. It's a both and. There's awareness of distinct levels of the field and an awareness of the field as one undifferentiated energy that's all there at the same time. They're saying it's only a paradox if you get in your head about it. If you just relax and have the experience, it's easy. Okay, now I feel an increasing amount of awareness in the physical body. We're nearly at the 1 hour mark, and it feels like they're bringing us back into physical body awareness a little bit more. This doesn't mean you have to lose any of the spiritual consciousness. That can be a both and as well. So give them a moment to, wow, it feels like I was sort of anticipating that we're going to take a few minutes and like, you know, saturate the physical body with the energy, but they're saying, nope, been there, done that. Your body's already saturated with this energy. There's nothing left to do. I feel if that's true for you, your body's already buzzing with this light, already as saturated as it can be. Again, each person saturated to exactly the right amount. So take a moment, just be aware of your physical body, please. Note how it feels so much like energy, how alive it is with that beautiful energy. And notice there's also a part of you, forget it, both hand. It is beyond the body and it's totally in the body. So just feel that dual truth. Yeah, well done. So now it's time for me to call the directions, close the mesa. I'm going to do that, say a word or two, and then we'll open the doors for dialogue and conversation. You can stay with that part or not as you wish, but please do hang around just another moment if you can while I close the container. It's good to stay for that if possible. Pachamama Namakiya Virakocham Inti Allies, thank you so much. What a beautiful event. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request that you stay with me always, and I thank you for the privilege of being the conduit for this work. And they're going to take just a moment and radiate this energy out to the whole universe. So let's pause for a moment and just be again. And you may have a sense of energy radiating out. So right now, relax and just notice how much of the universe you're aware of. Good. Okay. They're asking me to say the words I say when I close the mesa with my own personal sittings, in case any of this language is helpful to anyone in any way. Thank you, allies. I ask for the following constantly to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum service to the great global awakening, maximum abundance on all levels to support all of the above. This or something better. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I come to serve. So it is. So I'm gonna count to three. At that point, we can all clap together. You clap if you want. You can hold your hands out in front of you, palms about a foot apart. And after the count of three, we can clap to seal the work if you wish in just a moment. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? One, two, three. All right, so that's the formal closing of the energetic process. I'm going to say just a quick word and then we'll get on to our sharing. If you are called to check out this membership and you're not yet a member, go to awakeningplus.com. We have a $1 per 30-day trial membership available. You can check it out and see if you like it. If you're called to work with me individually, my website is astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. That's the advertisement. So now, let's open the doors. And anyone who would like to share, you can share. I'm going to allow unmuting starting now. So anyone who would like to unmute themselves, just unmute and speak. If you're on a phone, that's star six. If you're on the web device, just click that little mic with the slash through it. Or if you want to type in the chat window, I'll do my best to keep up with reading those aloud. So the floor is open. Also, if you're sharing live, you're welcome to turn on your camera as well if you want to. And I'll just throw in myself here. Clearly, our scheduled guest presenter was not supposed to be here tonight. I hadn't even thought about the correlation between the inauguration when I had scheduled that person. And clearly what we did tonight was very well timed for the big event tomorrow. And even if you're on the recording after the inauguration, this stuff goes back and forth in time. So even if you're doing it afterwards, you doing this as a recording will go back in time and help set the energy for the day before the inauguration.
That was just so incredibly, amazingly awesome. My hands got hot, and then my body got hot. I feel like I released so much. Oh my gosh, I'm speechless. That was so awesome. Thank you. You're a great tour guide. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the hot hands is often a sign of energy releasing, usually heavy energy. Heat is always a sign of friction, which means something is being cleaned up. Nathan typed, I felt like something was being pulled out of my head like a telescoping device. I made an awe sound, which really surprised me. Yeah, I've had all kinds of stuff pulled out of me. I've been like ceremonies, all of a sudden I became aware of some weird sci-fi kind of device, obviously some kind of alien structure. They would take it out, or sometimes they'd show me a dart that some you know dark being had planted in there at some point, and they took it out. So I never know what's going to show up in there as things are getting cleaned up. You know, you're working with stuff from multiple lifetimes. Carmen was very fidgety tonight. Cool. I've had so many fidgety ceremonies. Oh my gosh. There were people who didn't even want to sit near me because I was vibrating so hard. So fidgety means there's energy being released. And just, I should have said this earlier, but let the body move. If the body wants to shake, vibrate, tremble, if you need to make sound, cry, shout, just it's all good. Let the body do whatever it needs to release, as long as you're not going to be a major disruption to someone in your environment. Anjali said, I saw that brick-shaped block just before you mentioned it, as I saw placed in my chest, glowing as lit within orange-red. Wow, and needed that grounding. Sweet. Virika, I hope I said that right, says, my body was buzzing and hands were on fire. We should do this meditation a few more times. Well, you know what? If you're a member of Awakening Plus, you can do it all you want. Just replay it all you wish. I'll have it up by tomorrow morning at the latest. And I just have one woman who says she does these live events, and then she routinely does replay of each event 3 or 4 times. She milks everyone for what it's worth. I'm just so impressed by her devotion to that. I'm not suggesting anyone else should be that, you know, intense with it, but she does, and she says she gets a lot out of it. And we do lots of meditations. We have like at least 5 public meditations every month, and even more for members. So yeah, come join us. And if you're in the membership, there's now nearly 300 archived events that still carry their full juice, so you can do all you want. All right, so anyone else who cares to type or speak?
Yeah, I'd like to just chime in.
Oh, really?
Sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to say, I also had an experience of like a device or something like that. And it was more like, it was some kind of like sort of like a sweeping broom or something. Uh-huh. And it was like in my brain and it was going like back and forth from left to right, sort of like behind my eyes kind of. Uh-huh. And so my eyes were fluttering a lot as this thing was like cleaning it up in there. It was uh-huh. kind of interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. Did it feel like something was being cleaned up? Was there a clarification or
cleaning? Yeah, I don't know what. Like, you know, I had to, like you said, not get fixated on what was happening. It was more just like I could really see it in there.
Mm.
It was almost like a robotic arm or broom or something like that.
Cool.
So yeah, it was fun. I love stuff like that. So thank you.
The divine can be so endlessly inventive in its imagery and what shows up in visions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing, Marla.
As we were coming back, you said something, and I may forget what it was, but something about see how much of the universe you can see or feel, right, or something. And I had a really delicate, beautiful, like a Victorian teacup.
Huh.
And it was white with black roses. It was so beautiful and really intricate. Hmm. And it was floating around and I'm like, oh, that's what the universe looks like. It was so bizarre.
Wow. Oh, do you know what kind of tea was in that cup?
I have no idea.
Infinity.
Oh, that's a groaner. But that's good. I like it.
I thought it was cute. And Patricia is typing, I feel just so joyous right now. Bless and thank you all. Tanya says, I felt of being 9 feet tall lying on my side on the green grass of the earth. That is so beautiful. And Anjali typed, I'm a longtime member and they are just as potent recorded. She's referring to the archive events. That is true. Anyone else want to chat? Miata says, I just physically came back from my adventure. Smile. Yay, welcome back. Yeah, there were times when, you know, in my early journeying, it felt like I was fully out of body and then came back. But anymore, it's very rare that I have no awareness of the physical body. It's more and more a both and experience. But again, if you have a full out of body, that's fine too. You always get what you need. Mm-hmm. Hi, Miata.
Hello. I'm so glad I got on this call today. This is amazing. So happy.
Yay.
So happy. My body was tingling the whole time. You know, I was feeling as though the moments you were like, oh, guys, we gotta, you know, refocus or don't put too much energy into it. I think that was me. But I really did enjoy it, and I just, like I said, came back physically, the tingles and everything, and I realized I woke like back up, came back into the body once I realized you were like talking again, and I, you know, so I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Was this your first time?
Yes, I watch your or listen to your astrology podcasts often, but today I finally made it onto a group call.
Well, please feel free to come back. We love having you here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Miata. And, Deanna said it was me as well, LOL. Yeah, it's rarely just one person. So don't put too much guilt on yourself or anything, or any for that matter. It's just, and it's all part of the learning process. I mean, I've done it wrong so many times. Still do from time to time. You just do your best and adjust as you go. They use the analogy of a plane on autopilot, and you know, a plane flying one from one airport to the next is off course about 95% of the time, but it keeps making all these small adjustments and it gets there every time. Lauren says, I feel so peaceful and grounded. Thank you. My body feels so light. And Julia says, thank you for the beautiful grounding and peaceful time with everyone. Yay. I'm so glad people are having a wonderful experience. Heather says, thank you, thank you, thank you with hearts. Mm-hmm. And I want to just thank everyone who shows up, because this is definitely a more the merrier process. Every extra person adds a lot of power and opportunity to the process. And again, it's not just us Awakening Plus folks. Like I said, there's so many other beings who are doing this work as well. It's so magical. Such a privilege to be able to facilitate this. Hmm. Oh, they're asking me to say that. And one thing I'm going to start doing, next week in our membership, we're going to have one of our members, Larry, who's going to do a little process. He wants me to be part of it, but he's going to be, you know, for part of the way he's going to be facilitating. I want to start more of that. One vision I got, I just read a bunch of business books by Jim Collins, who does these wonderful books on what makes successful businesses. And he talked about two kinds of businesses. One is the, he says, are you a clock builder or are you a timekeeper? And this is in his book, Built to Last. And he says the timekeepers is like the genius who is the whole brains behind the company and everyone serves his vision. And he's like usually a very dominant, charismatic personality. But then when he dies or retires, then the company often founders because it was all depending on him. And that's the timekeeper versus the clock builder. These are the leaders who tend to be more humble, and they make sure that the company has all its processes in place. So once they leave, they are completely expendable because the company has got such great systems and stuff in place that it can just go on its own. And you're like, well, what does this have to do with Awakening Plus? So my vision is, you know, so far I've been the guy, you know, who's done it. And, you know, sometimes Makisla does it with me and co-facilitates, but I really am being called now to make this more of a training ground. And so if you're a member of Awakening Plus and you want to start facilitating, let me know and let me know what kind of process you want to do. My idea is, just as we're doing with Larry next week, he's going to be like on a Wednesday night. So a member who wants to run a process will put you on like not the one of the main Tuesday nights, which like the main event nights, but we'll try you on another night and announce it as a trial event like we're doing with Larry and see how it goes. And if it goes well, then we can do it some more. And I really want to start developing not just the guest presenters I invite in from outside every month, but I want more and more to have the members themselves doing things, if you are so called. If you're not, that's fine. But I'm really being called. This is about not just me being in the spotlight. This is about me helping others step into that if they want to. So if that excites you, then know that you are welcome, and you know, email me and let me know what kind of thing you'd like to do, and we'll start working those in. So let me now share. Thanks for letting me share that. I'm excited about that idea. Who knows when a business book will inspire you spiritually? Melissa typed, I needed this today. I will let you check it out again later. I was glad to feel peaceful and grounded and gone for a bit also. Natalie says, that was so powerful. I'm just now coming out of the meditation. Sweet. Marla said, that is so exciting. I think she's referring to me wanting other people to facilitate. Yeah. Oh, and Caroline is saying, I missed a big part of it. Can I find the replay somewhere? Carolyn, I actually emailed you earlier. If you're a member, you get the replays. They're not open just to the general public everywhere. But yeah, just join Awakening Plus. Go to awakeningplus.com. Sign up for the $1 for 30-day trial. And you'll have access to the full archive. There's nearly 300 events in there. This will be in there by tomorrow. And you can replay it all you want. And if you get near the end of that 30 days, you don't like it, let me know. I'll give you your dollar back. And you're good. Elisa, thanks so much. Ilsa. Thanks so much, Benjamin, and all. Blessings and love to everyone. Sleep sweetly. Oh, Carolyn says she didn't see the email. It's okay. You'll see it.
And you just heard it, so you're good. Any other questions or comments? Hey, Deanna.
Yep, I was just going to say that I have a very large 15-pound cat that often helps me.
Yay.
So today he sat, I had a medical procedure yesterday in the abdomen. So today he sat on my lap facing me in a Buddha position, which I've never seen him do because he's too big. And then he kneaded my abdomen as we were doing this.
Wow.
And when your kitty started, he looked at the computer screen and gave it a scowly look. And I opened my eyes and I thought, what is he doing? And he was scolding your cat. And then your cat disappeared and he went right back to work.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was very fun.
Yeah, we used to be kind of loose about our cats, but now we either try to keep them out of the loop entirely, or if they do get noisy, we take them away because we need this to be a nice place. Yeah, I've had so many cats who are such good healers, and cats, I don't know if they themselves have the instinct or if they're just able to be embodied by higher beings and used, you know, as the vehicles for the healing, you know, who knows, but I've had many powerful healings by cats. I'm actually remembering it, something I did years ago. I got I'm forgetting the substance you can buy at the head shop where it's a legal kind of hallucinogen, sort of, salvia divinorum, I think. And I just wanted to try it. And I you know, smoked a little of this salvia and laid down, and I felt like I was, you know, tumbling down a tunnel a little bit. And my cat got right up on my chest and sat there the whole time, would not leave until I came all the way back into my body. That cat was standing guard. It was amazing.
Wow.
So there.
Yeah, I have two cats and a dog that all take part in their own way.
Yeah, they can be very powerful allies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else you wanted to share? Oh, I guess not, because you muted yourself. Okay.
Nope, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deanna. And thanks for coming so consistently. It's always great to have you here.
Absolutely.
And same to everyone who's coming with regularity. You're all so welcome. And I just can't tell you how grateful. I know there's a lot of other cool things you could be doing besides this. So every time you show up, I'm just so grateful that you chose to spend some of your valuable time with this process. Natalie types, I felt a deeper level of embodiment, sensing a shift deep within, pure bliss. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. I found it so true. The more we serve, the more awakened and healed we get. There's just such a magic to serving, and the universe gives back so abundantly when we do. It's so cool. Anything else? They're giving us a little extra brain bliss, I think. At least I'm experiencing that. All this brain bliss makes me very tingle-minded. Natalie, what's up?
Hi. That was, it was so powerful. It started on the top of my head. Like, tingles, like after, well, all through your entry explanation, and then that bliss, like, kind of enveloped me, like melted butter. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, just enveloped me into a cocoon of melted chocolate. and I was just in pure bliss, but barely hanging on with you, like, you know, with your voice.
Okay. You have your own experience.
Yeah, it just, this is so powerfully healing. And I always feel so connected with all of everybody on the call and the energy that is being put out.
Yeah.
And thank you for your guidance and, you know, like, you definitely are a mentor. And so what were you saying about what you were coming to offer or hope to offer?
Yeah. Any member of Awakening Plus would like to do some kind of presentation, you know, like we're doing, like I do, or who wants mm-hmm. to do it on their own or focus their day with me in some way, just shoot your ideas to me and we'll talk about it.
Cool.
I'm totally good for that.
Good ideas.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'll be proactive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for showing up, Natalie. I'm grateful to you.
And I have been packing and moving. So now I'm in my brand new space and it's magical.
Yay.
But the move was stressful. So tonight I think was my payment for my hard work.
Yay, good for you.
Thank you.
You went from one moving experience to another. Lauren says, thank you again. I'm in a state of bliss. I'm going to hit the bed. Good night, everyone. Thanks for being here tonight. And it says, Lori, you, that may not be the whole name. That's all I'm seeing. Says, I was extremely fidgety as well, and I'm now so relaxed and sleepy. Was that a release? I feel so peaceful now. That sounds like a release to me. Yeah. If you're fidgety or, you know, there's tension in the body, that's just them loosening things up so they can move them out. So, yeah, fidgety is necessary sometimes to shake things up so they can flush away. That's all good. Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Last call. Natalie, thanks. Says thank you so much, everyone. There's more bliss. They're just giving us extra doses tonight. That's so sweet. My head just lit up. Virika says thank you so much. What a beautiful name, Virika. All right, we'll close it down. Thank you all so much. So we've already closed the Mesa, and that's going to be the new protocol, by the way. I'm going to be pretty regular on that. Once we complete the energetic process, we'll close the Mesa. I'll say my little announcement, and then we can get on to the Q&A, so those who want to stay can stay, and those who need to be done can be done. So we are closing for tonight. Thank you all so much. Again, so delighted we once again hit it. I think we got it to 78 people. That is the largest we've had in a regular event. So excited that we're growing. And so glad that people are having positive and powerful experiences. If you have friends who might want to check this out, let them know. My business model is I want to make this so very inexpensive and offer such tremendous value that it's like just a no-brainer to be a member. So that's my intention. I want everybody to win big time on this. All right. Good night, everyone. Thanks for being here. And wait, Michelle's talking. What's up?
Oh, I just want to say thank you. You're a gift, Benjamin.
Oh, thank you.
You are a gift. And I thank everybody for being here tonight.
Mm.
You know, it's just a beautiful family.
Yeah.
All angels.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for being here. All right. That was our PS. We'll wrap it up. Good night, everybody. Until next time. And and for members only, we've got an event tomorrow night. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Tomorrow night is members. Okay. Tomorrow night is community sharing for members only. And then Thursday night is the usual public New Earth support team. So three events this week. We'll have fun. Bye. Thanks again, everybody.